Hi and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show. I'm Atiq Ahmed Bhatti, a fourth generation homeopath with over 25 years of professional experience and practice in this field of healing. The Homeopathy Health Show is the online voice of homeopathy around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing, which is suitable for all ages, young and old. Every week, I invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy. Why not visit www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast button to listen to the latest episodes. So let's begin today's show here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Homeopathy Health Podcast here on the UK Health Radio Network. And as always, I do hope and pray you are in the best of health. So we're actually continuing from last week. And as you know, this is a two-part special podcast, today being part two, on studying to become a homeopath. And last week, I had the good fortune and pleasure to speak to Kevin Green and Lisa Rao, who were on the podcast sharing their experiences of studying homeopathy at the School of Homeopathy here in the UK. Now, Kevin Green himself is a year one student studying the advanced diploma in homeopathy, and Lisa Rao is a year two student on the same course. So if you have missed that episode, please do go back. All the links are in my Instagram bio, or just go to any podcast app and just type in homeopathy health with Atiq and you'll be able to find the episode. Now, I'm equally delighted to welcome today's guests on the podcast, namely Nyla Chima, who is a year three student on the same course, which is the Advanced Diploma in Homeopathy, and Fiona Jaffe, who is a year four student. So it's really an exciting time, actually, because I've always wanted to cover to give an example of, or real time examples in this case, of studying homeopathy. And you know, we've covered year one, two, and today we're going to cover year three and four. So it should give you a real example of what it's like across the board in every year studying homeopathy, what's involved, the journeys that the students themselves have had. And we're going to have some fun along the way, of course. So without further ado, Nyla Chima and Fiona Jaffe, thank you so very much for coming on the Homeopathy Health Podcast for this special two-part.
Thank you, Atiq, for inviting us, because I think this makes a huge difference when someone is looking for a homeopathy course and what is the journey like.
Yeah, totally agree.
Wonderful. So last week, Kevin and Lisa shared really their experiences and insights, their journeys to homeopathy, and of course, what it was like, or rather not what it was like, what it is like, because they're still the students, what it's like in years one and two at the School of Homeopathy studying this diploma, which is the Advanced Diploma in Homeopathy. And I'd love to ask you the same questions. Do share your insights and experiences on this so we get a flavor of what's involved as you progress through the years in this diploma course. So I'd like to start with you, Nyla. But first, before we go into the course itself, I'm really interested to know what led you to homeopathy and why?
That's very interesting, because I've always been asking myself this question. How did I come to homeopathy? Because it felt like I was on a journey and things were coming in my way all the time with small little pellets, because I was very natural oriented beforehand. I didn't want to give my kids a paracetamol or any other medicines and wanted to help them with natural remedies or herbs or thing. And I think when my first child, my daughter was born, I did a first aid course in homeopathy. And my midwife, luckily, was doing it, and she introduced us to homeopathy. And I had a small kit, which I kept with me all the time. And I remember she was 1.5 year old. She bumped her nose on a steel window.
Yeah.
And It was a big blue boil, and I remember I need to give her arnica, arnica, and in front of my eyes that boil just melted and went away, vanished, no blue marks, nothing. So that was my aha moment, my arnica moment, what we call it. And it started from there, and then recurrent tonsillitis of her were helped with homeopathy. Then I helped another friend of mine. Her son was going to have a tonsillectomy, and with the help of homeopathy, he didn't have to go for the operation. My son, he also was helped with eczema and another operation of his tear duct, which was blocked, that he didn't have to go through because of homeopathy. So it was kind of, I never thought I will study homeopathy actually, until I thought, what am I going to do in 10 years' time when my kids are all grown up? And I was working as fashion industry. I was selling clothes to various people all around the world, and I didn't actually like it because money was not, I was never money oriented, like let's have lots of money and do this and that. I wanted to help people. I loved helping everyone around. I was involved in lots of voluntary work around the community, and I started looking for something different than what I am actually doing. And my son was 1 year old, and I was looking for other opportunities, and I thought, no, I think I have always advocated for homeopathy and natural remedies. Why not start studying it? It was a big commitment with young kids, 4 years study. It's quite intensive study, but I am so thankful that I started this journey because I cannot think staying without this. It is such a marvelous journey that if you start it, you cannot look back.
Fiona, what about you?
So mine goes back a bit further. When I was a child at boarding school, actually, I used to use batch flower remedies. They were sold in the bookshop, which is weird and wonderful, but I loved them and I found them very gentle. And then when I was in my 20s, I had the most horrendous cystitis, and nothing was helping at all. And I remember going to see a homeopath who had actually had a big change in career. I think he'd been at the African School of Oriental Medicine prior to that. Sorry, Oriental Studies prior to that.
Oh, SOAS.
That's it.
Yes.
And he was an amazing man. And I went to see him. I went just the once. I had Cantharis just the once for this raging cystitis. And to this day, I mean, all these years later, I've never had it again. So that was my sort of road to Damascus sort of epiphany conversion thing. And then I tried to join the London College of Homeopathy in 1994, I think. I joined. I loved it. I was commuting from Brighton, where I was living at the time with my husband. And then he got a posting abroad. So for the next 20 years, we went abroad. And could I find it in the English medium? No. And I arguably I could have, but I think it was early days of internet, so there was no online courses that I could find either. So fast forward, and having used homeopathy on my children, my husband, my pets, everybody I could homeopathize, I did. And similar to you, Nyla, the arnica story, with the kids. I remember my daughter falling down, getting a great big fat lip. And in our family, it was the arnica sweetie. So they knew where arnica lived, and off they'd trottle, and they could get a little pillule of arnica. Same thing, it just like a deflation. No bruising, nothing, no pain. And then fast forward, and we came back to England in 2014. And I started college at another college in the east of England. And then a couple of years ago, just over 2 years ago, I moved to the West Country, and I had the pleasure and joy of joining the School of Homeopathy. And I had watched Misha Norland videos from afar, not realizing that this was his college, until I thought, goodness, here I am. So by a synchronous sort of series of events, I landed up at the college and studying homeopathy, which is a joy, actually.
It's I know it's absolutely wonderful as a college, and I know, of course, Manny Norland, we've spoken about many many a time, and it's just such a nice place to be able to study homeopathy, I think. And yeah, so I was going to ask you actually, where did you move abroad?
Hong Kong.
Oh, how was and how was that for you? How was that experience?
Absolutely amazing. Same as you, Nyla. I always use natural healing where I could. I didn't use anything like Calpol, etc., on the children. And from a very young age, I used homeopathy with them. And actually, there were some great homeopathic practitioners in Hong Kong. Of course, there's TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, and all sorts of acupuncture, which was amazing. So we could avail ourselves of this great sort of spectrum of different modalities of healing. But I was really struck by what homeopathy could do for, especially in, yes, acute cases is amazing, but also for chronic conditions, I found where it just really sort of got to the source of things.
You know, I love these stories, the backstories. They're so wonderful because here we are from the UK to Hong Kong and then back again, and you're in the School of Homeopathy. And the same with you, Nyla, because you're from Germany, aren't you? And you know, there's a backstory there as well. And where have you ended up? You've studying a 4-year course at the School of Homeopathy in Stroud, which is in Gloucester, in the United Kingdom. So beautiful indeed. Thank you so much for sharing. Now, to the fun part indeed, which is what's it like in years 3 and 4? So we already have had Kevin and Lisa on talking about years 1 and 2. So Nyla, you're in year 3. So what changes occur sort of from year 2, or is it quite seamless? Is it just continuous, but for want of a better word, is it just like almost just progressing on what you've learned already? Or is it a slightly different take on what you've been studying and how you've been studying?
Actually, to put it into words, I think it is like the 10 decades we live up till the age of 10 is year one, up till the age of 20 is year two. And after the age of 20, when you, or let's say if you have gone to university, etc., and now you are moving into practical part alongside your studies, that is year three. When we have learned the philosophy, we have learned all the theory and all the amazing stories from our tutors, the materia medica, this remedy is for this, this remedy for this. But what now? Oh, now you are thrown into the practical world. You start supervised practice alongside your studies. You are taking your own patient, sitting in the seat of a practitioner. And alongside that, you also start mastering the various other methodologies in homeopathy, like sensation method, periodic table, etc. But the best part is, in the beginning of year three, we start with proving a real substance. And I think that is the highlight of starting on the next 2 year journey, the year three and year four. John Morgan from Helios Homeopathy Pharmacy, he came to our school. We made a remedy from scratch with him. And in a group, we took the remedy, meditated, and listened to our bodies, looked at our symptoms for 2 whole months, noting down each and every single symptom. Just imagine how many of us sit down every day and note down their own symptoms, listen to their bodies. Oh, this is happening to me today, or this is happening to me today. It is a journey in itself. Like you
I was
are.
just thinking, you know, just as you said that, I spend most of my time listing down other people's symptoms. So it's interesting the way you've said that.
Listing down your symptoms.
Isn't it interesting, Nyla, doing that? Because when you're listing all your symptoms and stuff, and you're going through them, and you think, you know that which is not yours prior to, having the remedy. It's so very obvious Because one of the things I wondered was when you took the proving, the remedy, and as I was chatting about earlier, ours was a little a little bit of a challenge, our particular proving, but it's so very obvious when you get sort of symptoms. I mean, just for example, one of the things I had when we took ours, am I allowed to say which remedy it was?
Of course you are. Absolutely. Do share. In fact, I was going to ask Nyla which one she was
Well,
thinking
she got the nice one. We were given African termite. There's a big reveal after in the December weekend, but there's a big reveal, and
it's a blind proving, so we don't know what
we don't.
substance we're making.
The only people that know, I think, is John, isn't it, from Helios? And
Money.
oh, does Manny know? Yeah. And I had these really strange sort of mind sensations. And just to briefly say, homeopathy can be split up into the physicals and the sort of mental emotional. So this was a mental emotional type symptom. I envisaged I was really, really tall, sort of like that, and tapering up. And I thought, oh, that's just strange. Anyway, I noted it down because it was a symptom. And of course, it was African termite that we were doing. There was
Charming. I hope it was past the Avogadro principle, yes?
I hope so
Because I
too.
don't think it would have tasted very
No.
nice.
Very crunchy. And we had all sorts of amazing symptoms, but themes of crashes, themes of cars, themes of anger, themes of, I mean, extraordinary stuff. So yeah, I will say in retrospect, I really did enjoy doing that proving because, like you say, Nyla, it's a lived experience. And where do you ever get that chance? Yeah.
Yeah. What about what were you involved with, Nyla? Which proving?
It was a mushroom,
Oh.
a honey fungus. It was an amazing experience. I was.
As long as it wasn't a magic mushroom. Because that would have been a psychedelic
I think our school has done that as well, LSD,
proving.
etc.
Oh boy.
But I felt like I didn't know much what mushrooms were before I started the proving, and it was such an amazing experience. It turned me into a poet. I came up with a poem throughout in the proving. It was such an enlightening experience. We were a part of a group. We wanted to connect to our group. We wanted to disassociate ourselves from others. We wanted it. I just it's like cannot express that in words. And after you are out of that phase, you feel like, was it actually real where we were? It was kind of a journey we went through.
I might also say here, Atik, that whenever someone's proving, they're very well looked after. The school is on it if anything happens to need care. And each one of the provers has a supervisor. So year four supervises year three and so on through the school. So there will always be a year four, or if there aren't enough in that year, they'll get people who've external to the college.
You know, as far as provings are concerned, we think back over 200 years ago and how Dr. Samuel Hahnemann undertook this proving process, which remains, of course, as the standard today, as the benchmark. But how amazing that the provings are done in this way, and literally those remedies are healing millions upon millions of people. It's just so profound, isn't it? Because
Yes.
approving compared to in the modern world, approving is relatively straightforward. You know, the source material potentized and then a potency or several, perhaps it depends on what's being proved and what the outcome desired is. Generally a 30C, isn't it? Which is a sort of the standard nowadays, but it can vary. Of course, it depends again, but you know, it's taken and then one is asked to list down the symptoms, you know, mental, emotional, physical. And how amazing, because this is the same that the process that took place for belladonna, for arnica, for chamomilla, for gelsimium, and every other remedy, which most people have probably heard of arnica. Most people have probably heard of belladonna or aconite in homeopathy or arsenicum even. And how profound that they were proven over 200 years ago. And they are so incredibly powerful. You know, amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. And you've actually lived through this at the school. And I think that's such a, you know, that as far as education is concerned, I think what you've probably learned from those provings is probably the whole year, because you've experienced homeopathy at its purest. You've seen this, you've witnessed the science of homeopathy, isn't it, as such?
Yeah, and even the
Power of the
Manner.
minimum dose, the power of just 130 C pellet can be so profound. I just wanted to share this one sentence which I wrote when I didn't know the substance, what it was, and I felt like I was a river of love, a river of connection, a river of love for the humanity and more. And then I was sitting on just to write some symptoms about what was happening, and my pen kept on writing and writing and writing. And when I read backwards, it turned out into a poem. Like, how many of us sit down and write something and it turned out into a poem? I'm not a poet. I don't even speak the English language properly, and writing, it's an experience that is, I think, very important, that is given to us through our school when we do the proving. And I am absolutely thankful for this experience.
And I was going to add to that, Nyla, you know, each and every one of us is studying homeopathy there, but each and every one of us is absolutely unique. And yet we have this incredible experience together. So there's a theme that comes out through these provings, and yet in each and every one of our own experiences is unique and according to our own susceptibility, as we
Yes.
call it, it's called in homeopathy. And I found that absolutely extraordinary, because that is how the remedies are, you know, matched, how you would find the similimum, I can't say it today, similimum.
Similimum.
And, you know, one of the joys of being at that college is that I'll often say to my kids, you know, it's hard work. It really is hard work. But I love going. And initially, I didn't stay over at night time, but now I do. I stay on the Saturday, and it's just a joy. Yes, to be in the lectures and learning, but it's a joy to be around. What would you say? There are 60 odd budding homeopaths in the college every weekend. That is extraordinary. Because another thing, where in this world would we get to be around so many like-minded people for 48 hours? It's
It's
amazing.
wonderful, isn't it? Absolutely wonderful indeed. Now, tell me, year three, what else is involved? So you start the year with provings, and then what does the rest of the remainder of the year comprise of? Because you've done the foundation, you've done the principles, you've done the philosophy, no doubt. What type of books, for example, do you use in year three?
Year three, we have started on with periodic table. We are mastering the skill of periodic table, because periodic
Good
table
luck with that.
we are doing gold series this
Actually, I have to say, with the periodic table, I'm absolutely delighted, and this is an exclusive, that Jan Scholten is coming back for another session, and for another recording, should I say. And we are going to talk about the periodic table in a lot more detail than the first time he came on the podcast. But sorry, carry on. Yes.
Yeah, both of his books, Jan Scholten's book, and then we also start on with sensation method more deeply. So Sankaran's books, that is what we are going to master, his two book structure, and then there is survival, and there is that sensation in homeopathy we are going to study. Like, there are lots and lots of books, and you can expand your horizon as much as you like. But it is the best thing is we never get bored of studying. Yeah, I remember kids, 20-year-olds studying in a university, and like, oh, there is an assignment coming, and there is an assignment coming, and we have to do this and that. With us, it is more like, can I not stop everything else and just focus on my assignment?
Yeah, it's good.
Are the assignments quite challenging?
They make you think. But on the other hand, The school is very supportive in this. For example, if you are you don't have a nice good month or etc., you are not giving your 100%, they'll still take those things into consideration and see what have you put in, and they'll help you with that. There are various tutors who mark your assignment, and they give different types of inputs. Like we just don't work with one tutor who is just doing classical homeopathy, or another one who is just periodic table oriented. So we have tutors from varied backgrounds, and they come together, teach us what they know best, so that we can become the best of ourselves.
So I was going to ask you, as far as the periodic table is concerned and the sensation method itself, does that take up a quite a large chunk of year three itself?
Yes, definitely. Because we have spent 2 or 3 weekends on periodic table, and sensation method is incorporated into the periodic table and the classical homeopathy and everything, because it is actually the core is periodic table and the classical homeopathy. Sensation method is just a step forward by understanding the depth of the patient. So we are learning it side by side from year one onwards. And now we have also lo started looking back onto acutes more in depth, because we were just doing the common colds, etc. But now we are also looking into acutes in a philosophical way sometimes. Like if there is an acute, or if it is a true acute coming from outside, or if it's an acute because a chronic remedy has been given, and
Interesting.
how to
Clara.
respond to those acutes at that time, or if there is a patient in hospital and needs a treatment. There, I have a very beautiful example of that acute, which, if I may share.
Yes, absolutely. Please go for it. The more the better, because this is really going to inspire so many people. This is the whole point of these two podcasts, actually. I know going off tangent slightly, but it's so important because it's giving that real feel of what it's like to study homeopathy.
We just did a weekend full on acute remedies and how to respond in acute situations, and then we went on a holiday to Saudi Arabia, and we hiked the mountain to go to see Hira, if you know. We were on the mountaintop. It's 650 meters, I think. We were on the top of the hill. We were trying to come down, and then I saw a lot of people gathered around a little girl, a 16, 17-year-old.
Right.
I inquired what is happening and found out that there has been a quarrel between two water selling groups, because it's very hot, and they sell water to make their living.
Okay.
And they had a fight, physical fight, and one of them became unconscious. Now, my homeopath, the amateur homeopath inside me, was saying, go and help her. I just had a small kid with me, and my husband was saying, the laws are very strict. What if something happens to her and they put the blame on you? At that time, I just thought, no, my remedies are not going to do anything harm to her. Either they will help her, or we'll wait for aid to arrive. Aid couldn't arrive there because we were very high up, and helicopter, etc., is not a thing over there. So we had to take her down again so that she could be transported with the ambulance. I looked at my kid. I felt like, okay, maybe blood circulation, ferrum force, safe bet. I gave her 2 pills of ferrum force. Her body was very stiff. Her legs were jittering, and she couldn't breathe. I could see that she wasn't breathing at that time. I gave her ferrum force, put her on her side, did some first aid, and to my surprise, after like literally 3, 4 seconds, her body started calming down, and I went on with aconite after that. And it helped her more to relax. And I continued with a couple of more remedies, but in a span of 15, 20 seconds, I felt that she was relaxed. Her breathing was more normal. She was still not stable, like in the sense of she was not responding properly. But around the 20 minutes mark, I asked her if she needs water. She replied to me by nodding, "No, I don't want it." At that moment, I knew that she is now stable enough to go down the hill. So I asked a few men over there to help her drag her down. And until I came down, I could see that she was stable and was transported with the ambulance. But that was my moment that everyone around there said that I saved her life. But I really felt that homeopathy has helped her come back to consciousness and come best. And that she started breathing again and she became relaxed. And I was very pleased with my acute lessons I had.
How
What a
wonderful. If you didn't have that remedy kit and you didn't know about homeopathy, there's always a fear, and there's nothing you can do except for observe or watch. But it's so nice to be in that moment, you know?
And
Well
then,
done to you.
thank
Thank
you.
you. Oh, my husband, who was scared, he said that I think you saved her life.
You did?
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing.
It was.
So, from that, so what is now expected for the year? What else, apart from the periodic table, the sensation method, and of course you mentioned you start the year with approving, what else is involved in year three?
We start taking our own patients. So I've started my supervised practice. I am taking my own patients and I am having a one-to-one with my supervisor for all my patients. Okay, let's analyze the case if we found the core of the case and if we have given the right remedy. And then we expect to have at least two follow-ups for that case
Okay.
so that we can see the progress of the remedy, not that we just the person comes for once and we give the remedy and then they go away. How are we going to learn about it? So in supervised practice, we have to have a follow-up of up to 2 to 3 appointments so we can learn as well as from our mistakes and from our encouragements if we have done something good. And that will make us, I think that will give us a sound base when we start our own practice without any help.
I was going to ask you, where do the patients come from? Where's the school provide patients?
No, we have to find our own patients because that is part of the learning process, that how you
Right.
advertise yourself, how you present yourself online. Sometimes it's just word of mouth or friends of friends, and sometimes it's social media.
Yeah.
So we are not allowed to treat our own family.
Okay.
It would be very easy if we could, but no, we are not. So
It's good. It's good that we're not, that you're not, I think, because then it will give you see, with family, you can feel very comfortable sometimes. And the consultation is not really a consultation. It's very different how I treat family consultations. It's like that, to how it's very hard to be purely unbiased because you know them. You think you know them, should I say. And that's why they always say a homeopath should never treat themselves. Because you think you're such and such person, you need a third person perspective, you know? But
Our
and it's a similar with the family as well, which was the point I was making. But
own families come in there when we are
yeah.
treating ourselves or our family.
Wonderful. So after that, I think that's a wrap for that year then, after what you're doing
Yeah,
with the
that's
patients.
like the beginning of a new journey. We start taking our own patients, and usually in May, in the weekend of May, we have a guest coming up, a guest lecturer from all around the world. This time we are going to have it's Peter Tumminello, the homeopath with gems.
Well, last year it was Miranda Castro. She was just amazing.
She's amazing, isn't she? Oh,
Amazing. Miranda is amazing.
so much energy as well. It's brilliant.
Ordinary, yeah.
Extraordinary, yeah. So in May we are going to do this, and in June there will be a big graduation party for year four.
Woohoo!
It's pretty much like we're studying everything, but now in much more depth what we have learned in year ones and two. Like plant families, we're going to learn a lot about plant families, animal families, the nozodes, the imponderables, the mammals, like we're just studying one, two, three remedies from all the groups, but now we are studying the groups of the remedies. So if we are, so that we can, when we are analyzing, can ballpark the patient into one group and then find a better match for that person from that group, like fine-tuning our prescriptions, we can say.
Give us an example of the remedies.
For example, if we see lots of themes of luck remedies, mammals, for example, and we see, okay, this person is group oriented, this person lives for the group, likes it, and we see lots of themes around that group, we can then fine-tune it into finding another remedy. Like, not everyone needs the commonly known remedies. Like, it can be luck lupinum, or it can be luck leonum, or luck delphinum instead of the other commonly known lacks of our materia medica. So in this way, we fine tune, because we are our aim is to give the right remedy, the one right remedy, and see the change.
Wonderful indeed. And that very nicely leads us to year four. So, what's the change in year four? Do share, Fiona.
So year four is sort of a continuation of that. So
Right.
we do carry on studying Sankaran. We do study on carrying, sorry, we do carry on studying periodic table. Some of the lecturers will come in with their own case studies, their own sort of methodology. That's always great to see. We have clinic that we look at. I think it's sort of every month-ish, as much as they can make it. But that's when a lecturer or someone external, someone involved with the college will come up and they'll run a clinic. So somebody, a patient will come into the clinic and we, the students, will view it, but we're all, the patient can't see us. And this happens also for the online members of the college as well. Of the school, sorry. So it's just more of sort of the same, really, but in greater depth. And then we're carrying on our supervised cases as well. So for me, my supervision didn't start till later. And this is what I find is so lovely about the college. Everybody really is an individual. And I mean, you could argue that homeopaths really are lanthanides, they're very own people. They search, they're curious, they want to do their own thing, and they don't sort of bow to external pressure, albeit in a very quiet and considered way. But that tends to be the norm for homeopaths, I think. I think it lanthanides fits quite well. And so for me, I came to supervision a bit late because I had my own personal issues that were going on in my life. And it centered a lot around grief for me. So I've had a lot of grief in my life and continue to have some over my life. But the school has been incredible. And when I was talking to my tutor, I said, not there yet. She said, that's fine. You'll get there when you get there. And I have. I've started taking on supervised cases. And then they're not straightforward. Mine tend to be not straightforward at all, which is extraordinary. And there's the other thing I think. On our journey through life, with all its ups and downs and all its beautifulness and its pain and everything that everyone has to go through as an individual, that sort of comes, in a way, comes to you when you start to practice. You start to. You must have been resonating at that sort of level that you start to invite in patients who also need a great deal of healing. I mean, I know that's a generalization because when you go across, go through a career of homeopathy, you'll get all sorts. But there seems to be a theme.
I absolutely agree with you, and honestly, I experience this all the time. A patient will come with sciatica, and then that week is always so many patients calling with the same condition, and then somebody will come with some other condition, And you know, it's like everybody seems to be calling with the same. And I always wonder, I think this is so unusual, isn't it? But then I also think, well, it's actually really nice as well, because I already know, for example, in my case, I know what is needed and the process, and you know, we get to the idea of the remedies. But it's just nice to sometimes get clusters. And but although I'm not inviting them, of course, I haven't got sciatica, and then all of a sudden they start coming. I'm just based on, you know, what you were saying. But it's similar. But there's a lot of truth to what you're saying, because if you are if you are the person who likes to be at peace, who likes to help others, you will get a certain you have a certain vibration which attracts a certain number, different a certain type of people, a personality, and psyches match. And it, you know, so it depends, you know. And if you're a person who's very sporty, or perhaps somebody who's had a lot of trauma in life, it, you know, it's true, it does attract, like attracts like in this case, you
Really
know,
does. And I
because
mean,
it's a resonance, isn't it? And it's not
it is.
something we can tangibly touch, but it's
No.
there.
And in that moment when you're with your patient, yes, hopefully the patient is experiencing their healing. But my goodness, don't we as homeopaths also experience our healing, which is can be quite profound. I mean, when you were talking, Nyla, about your instance of that girl, and that was an amazing instance, by the way. Well done. And some years ago, actually not long after I came back from Hong Kong to England, I was at the riding schools with my daughter, and the camel, their beloved camel, they'd given up on it. They had the horse, the equine vet out from Newmarket. We lived in a different place at the time. And I said, look, would you let me have a look? So I looked at the camel. I thought, well, he might have eaten some ragwort in the field. He might have hurt himself. And then somebody said, I said, oh, where's the other donkey? Because there were two donkeys and a camel. And they said, oh, one passed away in the summer. I said, where? In the field. And I went, oh, next to the camel. So I didn't give the remedies. I gave the remedies to the person to give to the camel. And I said, please try these if you will. So I gave 6 days of three different types of remedy. I gave arsenicum in case it was ragwort and food poisoning. I gave aconite in case it was some level of shock the poor creature had been through. And then I gave Ignatia for grief. And you know that camel was up the next couple of days running around and went looking for food because he'd not eaten. And I think they got another 2 or 3 years for him because he was an old camel. He was 25 years old.
You
And it was.
know that is such so wonderful to know, because Tracy Simpson, who is a dairy farmer in New Zealand, who was on the podcast last year, she spoke about the fact she gave a similar example where the her heifers were making a hue and cry at night, and I believe it was Ignatia that she administered, and she
Yeah.
said it was just peaceful.
Oh,
They
it's
were
extraordinary.
so much at peace.
But it's extraordinary. But I've only just realized through Nyla giving her example and me thinking of an example I might give that was instantaneous kind of thing. I came with the camel and there it is, grief. You know, I mean, grief is part of our living experience, and yet it can be so profound and so stultifying for some people that they can never get past it. And here we have in our toolbox something that can really help us move on through and out the other side, if at all possible. I mean,
You
it's so
know,
profound.
Fee and Nyla, you know, just this week, yes, certainly it was this week, I've had two patients. One was suicidal, and they sat on the chair, and literally, you know, they even showed me something they'd written, and a remedy was given, and they're absolutely fine after 24 hours. And then another patient, was with a similar situation, and then there's a third patient actually who came postpartum depression, extreme to the level of psychosis, and three doses were given Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So this I only received the message yesterday, and a message came back saying, "Oh, I'm really well now. What do I do?" That's the power of homeopathy, right?
Well, isn't it? And oftentimes I get thrown at me, well, it's just the placebo effect. You get to talk to them and they feel so much better. Yes, talking does make people feel better. And you could argue there's some level of placebo effect. But my example of the camel, and I often give this example because I've treated my animals. I got my little old pug walking again with Hypericum. You can't apply the placebo effect to animals. You can't. So it's why I sometimes like to use those because they are so profound and so sort of clear that yes, placebo does. I mean, even in medical trials, placebo has a positive effect. Not to be ignored for sure, but the remedy is doing what it's meant to do, definitely.
I mean, for those in homeopathy, it's a totally different world, and it's actually a world of, to be honest with you, know what it is? It's a world of peace. There is no fear, unnecessary fear. Of course, disease always does carry fear, but with homeopathy, it's just makes life so much easier because that it removes so much of that element of fear and not knowing what's going on. Nyla's given that perfect example being, I don't know how far you were, 4,000 miles away, I think, Saudi Arabia, something like that. And
Something.
you've got a little kit in your pocket. And then Fee's giving the example of the heifers or the dairy cow. It's sorry, the donkey, wasn't it?
Donkey
Yeah,
and camel.
donkey and camel, sorry. And hey, you had that here, by the way, donkey and camel, okay? That was unique indeed. But it's fascinating, isn't it? What
Well,
can be done?
I travel with two kits. I travel with my Helios 36 remedies, and then I travel with my green emergency kit, also provided by, you can buy it at Helios. We're plugging Helios today, aren't we? And it's got 200C in it, so it's this wonderful emergency kit. Love it.
Wonderful.
I actually made myself a big remedy kit before going.
Oh, well.
It's just lying with me. I
Wow,
made,
that's huge.
yeah,
That's
I just made with
Wow.
Tyler. You didn't take that up the mountain with you, did
That's
you?
impressive.
That was not with me. If it was, she might have not needed the later on because I just had 30C.
Wonderful.
That's amazing.
So, I get from what you've said, so from based on year one and two, studying the advanced diploma at the School of Homeopathy, the first 2 years are very theoretical, of course, which is so needed because once you know that, you're sorted for life. And then year three and four is quite interactive, isn't it? It's quite practical, which is so wonderful to know.
Well, when I was studying at my previous college, it was very classical Pentian homeopathy, which I loved, and it's definitely got its place. But one of the questions I kept asking myself was, we're all 21st century people. Where's the 21st century homeopathy? And then coming to the school, it's coming to the School of Homeopathy in Stroud. It's very much kept alive by the lecturers, telling you about what they do, teaching in their cases with applied theory of, say, the periodic table or Sankaran. And then there's another lovely one we do, which is Yakir's Kingdoms of Plants. And it's this most beautifully illustrated tome. I tried last summer to start reading it, which is ridiculous. It's about that thick. But once you start, you realize that it's a really amazing reference work. Some of our lecturers are sort of steeped in Joshi. We don't study Joshi in any depth, but it is fascinating, and it would be really interesting to go further into that.
Well, just so happens they're on the podcast soon.
Yeah, can't
They
wait.
honestly are. I'm not making all this
It's
up. They really
for
are.
everyone. Yeah, I'll be
It's
listening to
hey, it's
that
not my fault. What
one.
can I do? World's largest podcast
Oh, of course,
on
yeah.
homeopathy.
Yes. And so the great thing is, we're in a, by the time you get to year four, it's a very informal, well, it's all pretty informal, but we're sitting in a beautiful sitting room in a beautiful surroundings right in the middle of the country, Stroud countryside in the Cotswolds. It's beautiful. And we stay there for 2 days. And you in this college, you get a lecturer per day. Whereas in my other experience, there would be different lectures, sort of an hour here, an hour here, an hour there. But when you get a lecturer per day, you really can get through what they want to do, and it also involves us tremendously. So any number of us can interact, which is what we do, bring in some of the cases we're struggling with in the theory of the case or some such. And it's just, you know, it's exhausting, I have to say. By the end of the weekend, I'm tired. But yeah, I think it's a really valuable and nurturing experience for sure.
Now, one thing that the listeners probably are wondering is, as far as time is concerned, year three, what's the structure? Is it every weekend? Is it once a month?
We go there once a month. It's 2 days from 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the evening. And on Sunday, it's from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the evening. That sets the baseline for the next month. And then we have online lectures, which we've listen to. We have quite a lot of diagrams and figures we can look into, and then reading material. They give us that this month, this is the advised reading material. Go through this. And after that, we do the set of assignments we are assigned. Mostly philosophy, etc., is done in year two, one and two. We are now working on cases from Misha. Misha Nolan, and cases, acute cases, chronic cases, and we have to like find our own system of going through the case to come to the right remedy, and that is then assessed by a tutor, where we have gone array, where we could have done a little better job. And then during this thing, we also learn to repertorize, because repertorize give us the baseline or the good structure to look into the remedies. And as Jeremy says, which is what we also follow in our school, look at the 40 remedies coming in your repertorization, and the right remedy could be any one of those 40 remedies. So that's what we are learning, and we follow that.
And how many times in year three are you physically going in? Is it like 12 times through the year?
10 times.
10.
July and August is holidays. And yeah, apart from this, we also have to join online clinics every month to have 100 clinical hours, live clinical hours, so that we can qualify. Otherwise, we have to make up for those. We have to do 10 cases of our own, 100 clinical hours. The 10 cases have to have like two follow-ups, so it's like 30 consultations to get that advanced diploma. Otherwise, you can graduate, but this we can to be able to practice and to be able to register to any body, we need to have 100 clinical hours. That's a minimum, and 10 cases, the two follow-ups each. That's a minimum.
I might also add in there, during the time you have to be that you have to also study anatomy and physiology and pathology.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Those are all online. So you have a tutor that helps you through those. So, I mean, you know, it sounds like a lot of work, and my goodness, it is a lot of work, but it's so, I don't want to keep using the word joyful, but it is joyful because you're learning this incredible practice. I mean, it really is extraordinary. And then you're learning how to apply it.
Exactly, yeah.
And is year four the same? So you're going in also 10 times through the year?
Yeah, it's just all the same. We're all, even, you know, we're all there all the time. And each different year group is in a different classroom in this wonderful old building in Stroud. And then we meet each other during break times. We meet each other at lunchtime. And then, you know, we've got the evening too to spend time with each other.
Wonderful. What a wonderful, wonderful way to learn homeopathy indeed.
It's extraordinary. It's extraordinarily wonderful. I mean, it sounds as if I'm enthusing too much, but I've loved it. I really have loved it. And I have had the experience of another college, which I also loved, but for different reasons. But this, you feel you're really, really steeped in it. And you're really learning it that way.
I would like to add something to it here. Have you ever met homeopath or a homeopathic student in your life who says that they don't love it, I still have to meet anyone who will say, no, I have given up because I didn't like it. We all love it. Like we have started loving it. And each and every tutor I have met and each and every homeopath I have met up till now, they say they love their job. What more can we ask for from one small life of ours
I mean,
that
I started in 1994 and I could carry on for various reasons. I moved the other side of the world, but as soon as I got back and I could start again, I did.
Because the love is there.
Yes,
You
the love.
can do something in this small life that you love. What more can you ask for from the life?
Wonderful. Well, Nyla Chima in year three and Fi Jaffe in year four. It's been an absolute delight to speak to you and to have you on this special, talking about what it's really like at grassroots level, literally, to study homeopathy. And in this example, of course, we've spoken about the School of Homeopathy. It's really been fascinating, and I wish you the best as far as your graduation. I hope you graduate with flying colors and that you continue this
Thank
service
you.
to humanity and make a difference to thousands and thousands of people, or to a thousand to the lives of thousands and thousands of people around the world. And I hope that we can get you back on the podcast as well, actually, and then we can talk some more.
Love to.
Much love
Thank you,
to
Ati. That was really amazing. I thoroughly enjoyed this podcast.
that. Can we advertise ourselves if you need homeopathic consultation, please consult us. Why
Nice try.
not?
I think
Low cost homeopathic consultation, and we work really hard to get the medicine for you.
I should have charged for that, shouldn't I? Should have charged an advertisement fee. I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Please do support the show by clicking follow on my socials. Remember, the more exposure the podcast receives, the better for homeopathy around the world. You can find me on Instagram by searching for @like_treatslike, and on both Facebook and TikTok by searching for @liketreatslike. So let's promote the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcast around the world together. Don't forget to visit me online at www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast tab. Here you'll be able to see all the guests that have joined me on the show so far. And of course, you can stream on demand the latest episode to your mobile, tablet, or PC. Until next time, stay safe and take care.